Chapter 3. A House, a Home. The beauty of the house is order. The blessing of the house is contentment. The glory of the house is hospitality. The crown of the house is godliness. Author unknown. I love these words. I first saw them framed in needlepoint at my friend Kathy's summer house on the eastern end of Long Island. And it certainly describes her house, especially its orderliness. The dinner plates, saucers, and cups in the kitchen cupboards are arranged and stacked with almost military precision. The beds in each room all have clean sheets and pillowcases folded at the foot with pillows at the heads, ready for the next occupant to make his or her bed. From that orderliness flows a contentment that gives one the feeling that everything is rightfully in its place, including anyone entering its portals. From family and friends to the friars and sisters who make retreats in the house, there's a welcoming spirit of the divine. Mulling over the needlepoint's words, I sense they described much more than a house. They depict the necessary building blocks for creating a home: order, contentment, hospitality, and godliness. They form the frame for what we all crave: a loving place in which to dwell, a place where we can be. As one pastor said, home is to be naked and unafraid. It's an abode where we unabashedly expose our true selves and yet know we are overwhelmingly accepted and loved. And because of that, there's no need to adorn ourselves with fig leaves like social status, accomplishments, or good looks to conceal our fears and frailties, because we have none, at least none that control us. And I thought even harder about these words. I realized they detail so much more than a place to come to, but a place of being. For in these four attributes, order, contentment, hospitality, and godliness, lay not only the description of the homes and communities we strive to create and live in, but also the template from which they are originally fashioned: God's house, the heavens and the earth. Whether or not we acknowledge it or are aware of it, God's house begins with the rational order of creation, the covenant of love and its laws. It is here where we will find the light, the knowledge of what turns a house into a home. A home. You see, home is sacred.